Hope you guys are out there moving and shaking. We're the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Nick.
I'm Steve.
And I'm John.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend and very special guest for this episode, John.
Unfortunately, Luke is unable to join us, so John was kind enough to fill in.
Yeah. Luke's doing tall people stuff, which I don't know anything about. Apparently, he's getting, like, stuff off of Top Shelf. Like, all day, he's just getting paid to reach
stuff
for old
ladies. He's just standing in a grocery store, just little old ladies coming up like, "Can you get that for me?" He's like, "Yes."
So, what's the name of the show again?
Trophy Husbands.
Oh, okay.
Something we all aspire and strive to be.
That's not a bad dream.
No.
Episode 11, by the way. Forgot to say that one.
I'm the one twice over. I'm the new 11. But yeah,
let's dig into it. How was everyone's Friday last night?
Friday was pretty good. Did first Friday, and then we went out to the Hound and White Rose. And it was packed because it was first Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, hey, do you like personal space and being able to hear your own thoughts? Well, you're in the wrong fucking place for both spots because it was just crazy. And then we ran into Lena, which is Gabby's friend. I spoke about her in the one episode where they all came and hung out at Luke's.
Right, and you forgot to mention Dante.
Yeah. Which he fucking loved, by the way. Yeah.
Salty as all hell.
Sodium levels. All those fucking sodium levels. Well, but,
that's not new.
That's true.
That's very true.
That's just Dante.
Yeah. It's funny because she was just like, yeah, we were talking about the podcast. She started giving me shit. And she was just like, you fucking talked about me on a podcast. I'm just like, yeah. And here I am again.
You're not going to do your normal, hi.
Oh. Dick. That's it. That's all you got. She'll know what that means.
But no, I went down to Maryland to Libby's place last night. It was just myself, Libby and Ben, myself and Alex, and Luke and Jen. It's like couples get together practically. It wasn't too crazy. We all just ended up watching, just chilling in her living room drinking. Luke and I drank a ton. Just drinking and watching Harold and Kumar. Like, we watched Escape from Guantanamo Bay, and then we were watching, what's the first one?
Go to White Castle.
Go to White Castle, yeah. Couldn't think of it. But then we were watching that one. So, nothing terribly interesting happened at the time, but I have a story from this morning that was pretty entertaining.
Go on.
So, and when I say this morning, I mean like 4:30, 5 o'clock this morning.
Still this morning.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone else had gone to sleep. Luke and Jen claimed the extra bedroom that they had. So Alex and I were trying to cuddle together on their couch. Alex got too warm, so I moved over to the love seat. And then me being me, I tossed and turned for like 15, 20 minutes. And I'm like, hey, insomnia sucks. And so I get up. I'm like, I'm going to go chill outside. I grab the beer. And I go out. I'm chilling out on her front porch drinking. And I finished my beer. I'm like, all right, go back inside. Door's locked. And everyone else is asleep. And I'm just like, oh. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And I chill out there, chilling. It gets about 5 o'clock or so. I'm like, I'm hungry. And then I'm just like, you know what? Screw it. I didn't have my shoes on. I just went out in my socks. So I just took off my socks. I just started walking. Just walked through Libby's neighborhood barefoot. Walked through across these roads, but walked about a solid mile and a half, until I found a McDonald's. And I went into said McDonald's around, you know, maybe like 5:30, quarter till 6, barefoot. And I'd been walking through grass and everything, so I had like grass clippings and leaves all stuck to my feet too. And I walk in, and they're like, sir, we can't serve you. And I go, why? And, like, obviously I knew why. I'm not dumb. But, oh, thanks for that look, Marcus.
You're welcome.
But I go in, and they're like, yeah, we can't serve you. I'm like, why not? And they go, you're bare feet. We can't serve you. And I go, so you can't, you refuse to serve my kind? And the lady's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're kind? And this is just completely BS coming off the top of my head. I'm like, yeah, you're refusing to serve naturalist. And she's like, well, what? I'm like, I'm a naturalist, and I am not getting the service that I want. Where is the manager? They actually bring out the McDonald's manager at 5:30 in the morning. And this guy just gives me this look like, oh my god, I'm a manager at McDonald's, 5:30 on a Saturday, why am I here?
And, that's a good look.
And I'm just, I'm like, at this point, I committed, and I'm just like, I gotta see how I can do this. Like, I've gotta go balls to the wall, just like, I'm committed, and so I'm like, I am a naturalist, and I am not getting service. And they go, what do you mean? I go, I choose to be natural in my bare feet. I go, look, if I wouldn't get arrested for it, I'd be walking nude. But the man puts me down on these things. And you just tell the manager just did not want any of my crap. He's like, look, it's sanitary reasons. We cannot have you in here. If you just step outside, give us your order and your money, we will bring your order out to you. And I'm like, okay, very good. I want 6 orders of pancakes and a coffee. And so I pay them, and I'm standing outside, and they come out with like these 3-4 big bags worth of pancakes and stuff. And they're like, and as an apology so that you have good service and that you can tell the other naturalist and your other kind, that's how this guy's wording it. They go, we gave you complimentary pies as well. And I'm just like, awesome. And I just grab my stuff and I'm like, well, thank you kindly. And I just start walking off barefoot through the McDonald's parking lot.
Here comes fast food squatch. Just back in the fucking wilderness. Wait till next week and he shows up at a Taco Bell breakfast and tries to pull the same shit.
Dude, I just couldn't believe that I actually got away with it. Like,
a friend of mine.
But now the goal should be you should try this everywhere.
Everywhere. Just the fact that I got away with it, and then the fact that they're like, please don't, like, tell the other naturalists that McDonald's is happy to serve them. We can accommodate you.
So what you're saying is we now need to go, like, 4 or 5 of us to just different restaurants and be like, what do you mean we can't get service here? We have money. We have, like...
We want to pay for your services.
Yeah.
Hey, well, they'll do the same thing as McDonald's. Just get a bunch of free food out of it.
Exactly. This is awesome. But I ended up going back to the porch, got back there around like 6:30 or 7. So it was like a 2.5-mile walk altogether, and I just ended up chilling on the porch until like 8:30 or so when Luke was getting up to leave. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm just like, long story.
I didn't think ahead of time. I only brought one beer.
No, I was just thinking about going into Red Lobster like that, but doing without a shirt on. It'd just be like, I would like to eat all the lobsters you have. It's just all over the place. Just
like all over you.
The bird just...
Gross.
Fucking 80s hair bands are playing in the background.
She's my cherry pie!
As you just have fucking lobster like cascading down you.
You just see him pouring butter all over his chest.
She's so sweet, make a grown man cry. I need more butter!
I'm sorry, that image in my mind is very disturbing.
The whole fucking point!
It's not supposed to be polite. Oh, shit. That face was like, I'm going to murder you now.
Death glare. So, yeah, that was my Friday.
Have you met one?
Not bad.
Yeah, he's sitting to my fucking left. Have you?
Yeah, I just did.
His beard eats whole towns.
Not anymore. I shaved it a bit.
Well, yeah. Give it a week.
That's about it, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but going back then to first Friday, when I was leaving here around 7 or so, like, it was balls to the wall craziness right here downtown. Like, mm-hmm. As I was just leaving, I was like, oh, anyone who's coming down here is gonna be packed full.
Yeah, and, alright, so, we had made plans to go to first Friday. I'm just like, alright, cool. Eric got off work at 6, and, yeah, it's fucking hot in here. Anyway. Eric got off work at 6, and then I was just like, all right, cool. I'll meet you down there, because I figured he gets off at work. He said he's going to go home, grab a shower.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nothing.
Whatever. Fuck you and your beard. Together and separately. But anyway, him and everybody else ended up taking like 2 fucking hours. So I'm just like wandering, and I felt like that kid that got to the party early before everyone else. I'm just like, because I kept running into fucking Lena, and we hung out later, but she was with her friends. So I was just like, you know, I'm just wandering, checking all the stuff that opened up that I didn't get to see. But eventually, it's just like, she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm just like, I'm waiting for everyone. They're not here yet. And eventually, they did show up, and then we all hung out at the Hound. But yeah, I just felt like, yeah, my mom dropped me off, and she's going to pick me up later. And I'm just doing laps. Like, I stopped in the market a couple times, used the restroom, got some gummies at the candy stand. I was kind of like wandering around, people trying to give me samples. I'm just like, no, I don't want your stuff. I have my gummies, sir. And that was,
you know, it was an exciting night when Marcus is recounting. Yeah, I went to the bathroom.
Right by the fried chicken stand, there's like a at-home made like soda.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. Do not drink that. They hand out a free sample of it. Do not drink that.
Your face is so serious.
So bad.
Like, don't do it. I repeat. Do not drink the homemade soda. It tastes like feet.
It was, yeah.
How do you know what feet taste like?
No reason. I'll walk away from that one.
And I'll bring you right back.
No.
So, Steve, since you're going to answer my question, why don't you answer John's question? Yeah.
But, John had
been... You fucker.
I didn't even see what he did.
No, as soon as he started talking, he points at you and just, like, nodded, like, thanks, life raft. Like, thanks for getting me the fuck out of here.
But, anyway, John had texted me last night. I felt bad because John normally works. He works at Murph's, or not Murph's, at the Depot, which is another bar right by Murph's. That I think we've brought up once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And, He normally works on the weekends, but John hits me up at like 4:30 yesterday. He's like, "Hey, I have off. What's going on?" And I'm just like, "Oh, I'm not gonna be around."
Couples thing.
But John, you said you ended up going out and getting pretty drunk, right?
Yeah. So everyone was doing things, or was too far away for me to be inclined to actually drive.
Right.
So I ended up just hitting up some of my old buddies that I used to work with. Because all they do is play video games at home, so I knew they'd be around.
Like, I know they have no life, so.
Exactly. So I just grabbed a bunch of beer, went over there, and just got really hammered. Though it took me a while, because even after like 12 beers in a matter of an hour, I still didn't feel drunk.
Oh my god. I mean, I'm not surprised, because we have drinking with you many a time, and I've seen what you can put back.
Yeah.
With little to no effect.
Oh, no, it wasn't a bad night. Just the problem was trying to go to sleep because they have a cat that is just absolutely evil. And basically how this cat works is you don't move. It wants attention, so it attacks you. Then as soon as you move, it runs away going, nope, don't want attention. So trying to sleep,
yeah.
So trying to sleep in that room, you know, you're lying down on the couch,
yep.
Completely still. Next thing you know, attack on the chest. You don't move, moves onto your hand. With biting. And then if that doesn't work, it just goes full on assault.
Gouges out your eyes.
Dude, my friend Matt, his girlfriend, had a cat very, very similar to, and it's almost like a shark just going it, through. Because you see it, the cat, it, and you're just like, what the fuck is this thing doing? And the next thing you know, it just darts to the other side of the room. You're like, fuck, where'd it go?
No, I remember my friend Andrew, he at one point his house had a couple cats, like 2 or 3, and I remember trying to sleep at his place, same kind of thing, like, you'd be laying there, and like, you might hear something scurry, and just be like, open up the eyes, and be looking around a little bit, but it's dark, so you might not see it very well, and all of a sudden you just have this gigantic weight pounce onto your chest, or at times, like, I'd be laying there, like, halfway asleep, and I'd feel something kind of on my chest. Like, it didn't feel heavy, but I'm like, I just open up my eyes, like, what's going on? And there would be this cat just, like, staring me down.
Last summer, I watched my friend's house for them, and they have 2 dogs, and they have Cocker Spaniels. The thing with Cocker Spaniels is, they're very loyal, but they were almost kind of like, when they're scared, they're just like immediately to you. Just kind of like, boom. And there was one night, so I'm passed out, enjoying my sleep. It's like 3 a.m, and I'm woken up by being like sniffed in the face at 3 a.m. and they're both just like, are you awake? Like, immediately just eye level with me. It's like, hey, you should wake up. And I'm just like, oh, what the fuck? So I'm thinking they have to go outside and use the bathroom. Yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, wake up, kind of shuffle, let them out. And then it turns out it's a storm.
Oh.
And they're afraid of the storm. So not only are they awake at 3 a.m, they want me to comfort them, and they won't let me, like, go to fucking sleep. I'm laying there, and they're both, like, plopped on either side, and it's fucking summertime, so it's hot. And, you know, they're fucking furry, they're furry dogs, and they're awesome dogs. They're really sweet dogs, but I'm just like, oh my god. And they're just like, every time,
Papa Marcus, keep us safe from the lightning.
Like, the lightning monsters are coming and you need to save them.
And Marcus is like, worst guard dogs ever.
Yeah, and then every time something would be like crack or bang, their heads would like pop up and then look at me like, hey bro, did you hear that? Like, are we gonna die? And I'm just like, I'm trying to fucking sleep.
Did you hear that?
You met Bradley, right?
Marsh dog? I don't think so.
Okay, well, he had, it was a German Shepherd Elkhound. But this thing was racist. At first, you know, we thought it was just a coincidence. But no, as further into life of this dog, it was clear that it was racist. My buddy had his house broken into by a white guy. The dog just sat there going, "Nope, hi, what's up? Never seen you before, but everything's cool."
Right.
But a month later, someone breaks in. He's black. That dog went apeshit.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I don't think I've ever heard of a dog being racist and not being like, oh, we trained it to be racist, its own.
The only person was Nana that was able to actually go near him. Dante got cornered in a corner once.
Oh god, I can only imagine with Dante how he's reacting to that too.
It's like, yo, get your fucking dog. Like,
exactly.
Well, the problem is he was coming back from working in the bar, and we were all drunkenly passed out, so there was none of us were waking up.
Oh no.
Oh god. I don't know. I'm not like, I don't hate pets, but I'm not a pet person.
I like pets. I never got to grow up with, like, a cat or a dog. I'm definitely more of a dog person than I am cat, but I never, we just never had them when I was growing up, except what we refer to as the engine cat, which we had for, like, a month. My dad had been parked downtown here, drove home, and it was during the winter, and he got home and found this cat had clung from in-city all the way out into West Manchester, clung to his engine because it had climbed in there for heat. So we had this ratty old engine cat for about a month before we were able to get it given away. But so that's the closest I ever came to having a pet. I like pets, so like I definitely want to get a dog or something at some point in my life. But.
Yeah,
my only discrepancy is the hair.
Well, you can get ones that like don't shed. Like my
brother or don't shed much.
Yeah, like my brother and my sister-in-law's like their dogs just don't really shed at all.
Plus, as long as you groom them, you don't have to deal with it too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hate them. It's just something else to take care of. Like, I don't have pets and I don't have kids.
Marcus is like, I can barely manage to take care of myself.
That's my whole reasoning. Like, I'm just like, you know, it's a good day. I'm up, I'm dressed, I'm fed.
But am I teaching responsibility and I should be able to maybe get a life?
I can't fucking buy that with Sony PlayStation points. Fuck out of here. I'm pretty much, you know, I keep myself well maintained. I don't have kids. I have not been arrested, have not been on daytime TV for anything dumb or shitty. That's
Mark is like, my life's going pretty good.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like, I don't, somebody's just like, same thing with kids. Like, you should have kids. They're great. I'm like, nope, you can stop right there with your fucking bullshit. I do not want kids, nor do I want pets. I put them on the same plane. Not that, like, kids and pets are equal. I'm not just like, well, you don't want this child, you should give it to the SPCA. Like, that's fucked up. But I'm just like, I don't, you know, if I have a child, then I won't, you know, deal with that when that time comes. But for now, no.
Not tried.
Nope, not, no. Nah, mm-mm. No way.
So then, John, we actually didn't get to record last weekend, so we've got last weekend to recount and the previous Saturday from then, but last weekend on Friday, was it, that we ended up at Will's and Liz's place?
Yes.
Yeah. And we were over at their apartment complex, which coincidentally is, like, 2 steps away from my place. As you can see now, like, exactly how close I actually am to it. And, we were there. It was pretty cool, pretty good spot and whatnot. That Friday was pretty chill, though, because then we went down to the Hound. We met up with Marcus, and...
Wait, can we go back to while we're at there?
Yeah,
Since Luke's not here, we can make fun of him?
Absolutely.
When he screamed like a little girl when the spider...
Oh, my God, yes. Luke is actually, like, he says, like, scary spiders, but he'll be the first one to tell you and me, he's actually terrified of spiders. Like, he does not like spiders at all. I forgot about him screaming, though.
Hey, he's gonna be a fucking mess when we get cuddles.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What?
In a previous episode, we were talking about this spider that they discovered in the Amazon that is about the size of a small puppy. And we said we were going to get one domesticated and call it Cuddles. And it'd Luke, cuddle with Luke.
Damn near had a fucking meltdown.
Just at the thought.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm never coming over.
Oh, but it's so much fun to play on people's fears.
Exactly.
My friend Mike was scared of clowns.
Oh, God.
So we had one of our friends dress up and hide in the basement.
Oh, my, what?
And let's just say... He's hiding. You can see the kind of rainbow hair from, like, the corner. So he comes down, looks over, does a double take, and the guy's like, no. And then continues to converse. Kid jumps out, starts chasing him. We get a call. Hey, can you come pick me up? They literally made it all the way down Jackson, past George, to Queen Street. That's how he just kept running.
And your friend kept chasing him in the clown costume?
Oh, he gave up about, like, Pershing.
Nice.
That's still a person to get all the way there. But he just kept on running. He was that terrified.
He was that scared.
Solid.
I kind of wish your friend had kept chasing him. Just because, can you just imagine that? I mean, somehow, see it, but it wouldn't seem that awkward to see a guy running down Jackson and a clown chasing him. Like, all right, another night on Jackson.
Well, see, the problem is me and Drew were pretty sadistic in this because we found out, we did the research and learned which clown he was specifically scared of.
Oh, really?
Which was the White Marsh Mall clown from when he was like 5, which we found a picture of and dressed the dude up exactly like it.
You are a terrible person. Oh, my God.
That is some intensive research. What?
Drew did most of it.
Is there a clown database?
I don't know.
Mall clown database. Open it up.
We need to play with people's fucking hearts and emotions.
Bobo the clown.
Clownopedia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That's awful.
Oh, that was entertainment for like 3 weeks.
Oh, I believe it. I absolutely believe it. It'd be hilarious.
Oh my God. No, I just thought of it like, alright, so imagine if he was hooking up with a chick. And then you got her ailment. And then so the next day, he wakes up to her, like, full clown garb. Like, they hook up, and then he passes out, and she sneaks out, dresses up like a clown, comes back, and then gets back into bed with him. That encompasses the word fear boner.
It would. But and we could have done that, except for I've never seen him with a girl.
Oh, God. That would be an absolute fear boner.
All right.
Well, it's just like, I don't remember who it was mentioned about doing this, but I was going to shave my beard for the summer. I was going to shave it and be like, all right, a little cooler and whatnot. Alex doesn't want me to shave it because she's just like, no, you look like such a baby when you have your shaved face, which I do. I look like I'm 17 or 18.
No, you actually do look like you're over 21. I look like I'm 17 when I shave.
Yeah, it's true.
Same.
That's very true. When you shave, Marcus.
I know, I never
have. I was about to say, you don't even have a beard.
I have the grizzle going on because I have to shave for work, but yeah. It fucking carded everywhere. They're like, so you're like 17, right? And I'm like, here's my fucking ID, just give me the alcohol.
But somebody suggested that what I needed to do was one night after we'd fallen asleep, get out of bed, go and shave the entire thing, then get back in bed, and then just like the next morning pretend like nothing happened. Like, what are you talking about, hon? Like, this is how we went to bed. Like, completely shave it.
Do it after a night of heavy drinking.
Well, I shave my beard maybe once every 3 years, and if when my next girlfriend, I'm going to do exactly that. So she'll never see me clean shaven.
Oh my god. But you know, actually, this just makes me think of my one friend who does the trivia down at the Hound on Wednesdays. He's a teacher, and he was telling me, he always has this big old beard. And so he goes in on the first day of school with the beard and everything, like gives an introduction, gets his students all set and whatnot, and then goes home and shaves it. And so then he comes in and he's like, it looks completely different without it. And his kids are confused. Like, what, is this the same guy? Like, what? Because he's doing like 7th and 8th graders too, kind of thing. And his kids get so confused and he's just like, this is great.
No, it'd be funnier if he posed as a substitute, so then he'd find out which kids are the shitheads from the jump.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Pose, like, do that. Then pose as a substitute the second day, find out which ones are terrible, and then come in the next day, but joke's on you!
Like, so, yeah, you're good. You have detention, and you have detention, and you have detention. And this whole back row, everybody gets detention!
So he's the Oprah of detention. You get detention, and you get detention!
Jeez, what do they do for the detention? They put, like, thumbtacks on his chair?
I don't know, I did it to somebody once.
I was one of those kids that in high school, I would, and like, I did this with the regular teacher, it wasn't just like substitutes. I'd put like the chalk in between the erasers and everything, and I was one of those kids.
I don't really mess with the teachers, I just mess with the other students, which then disrupted the class.
Yeah.
I didn't really mess with anybody, I was just like, I treat school the same way I treat work, in the sense that, well, when I went back to school, like, college is very different from high school. Like, college, you
actually... Oh, absolutely.
Like, you... There, people will be like, oh, let's do this thing. You're like, all right, cool, sweet. Like, I'll check it out and I'll be involved. As opposed to high school, you're like, I fucking hate all of you. I'm not, like... I treat it the same way, like...
I am forced to be in contact with you.
Yeah. Like, I show up, I do what I need to do, I get the fuck out of Dodge. That's pretty much how I deal with high school, that's how I deal with work as well. People are just like, how do you deal with this place? I'm like, you know what? I don't get invested.
I
just don't. Like, I don't, like, I'm not coming to your birthday party.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make,
like,
money.
If I happen to like you,
yes,
and I see you out, that's different. Like, oh, dude, like...
But you're not going to go out of your way or anything. Oh,
nope.
Yeah, no, I get that. A lot of people think, I can't remember what I said or did, but there was something I did when I was working in the restaurant that pissed off a handful of people. And they're just like, oh, I can't believe you do that. I'm like, look, I'm sorry, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money. I don't really care if I pissed you off. I was like, the owners still like me, so I'm solid.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe that sounds like the biggest douchebag move in the world, but I'm like, I got my friends set. I don't need you guys.
And that's the thing. I had a review one time with one of the managers, and she was nice. Like, her and I got along very well. And she's giving me my review, and it's kind of like one of those things where you go through, and every so often you get reviewed, and there's points for everything. So it's kind of like, oh, you interact well with this and that, and you get certain points.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
was like, you know, you're a nice dude, but you don't really talk much to the other employees. Like, you say when work needs to be done, or if somebody will ask you something, you'll respond. And I was just like, I don't mean to be rude, but this is a job. This isn't a party. Like, I'm not, kind of like how you said, like, I'm not here to make best friends. She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because she's very, like, blunt and forward herself, so she's kind of like, all right, I get you. No harm done. But it's weird when you run into somebody that you used to work with, and you're like, well, all bets are off now because you don't work with me anymore.
That's
so
very true. That's very, very true.
Like, I ran into one of the girls that I used to work with the other, not last Thursday, but the Thursday before, because I went out with my friend Alana, a.k.a. Sacagawea, and her friend, Lena, and I ran into this girl that I used to work with, And she's just like, oh my god, hey, what's up? So her and I are chit-chatting, and she's like, oh, so you're 21, right? And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm way past 21. She's like, oh, you should come see me dance in Baltimore. And I'm like, I'm good. Like,
pass.
Like, I'm definitely intrigued. Like, she's a very good-looking girl, and she's very cute. And but I'm just like, I don't want to pay for it.
Exactly. Will you get me in for free? I don't come watch.
Yeah, like, I'll bring a crowd.
Speaking of which, a new bartendress just applied to be a bartender immersed in one of the hottest females I've ever seen.
Really?
She walks in, it's literally all old men sitting at the bar, and just me.
Andy Roy.
Yeah, I had a bunch of others that I hadn't seen before, and then I'm there to pick up my paycheck, and like, the door opens, so you know, everyone always looks when
yeah.
the door opens, so I turn and look and just go.
Double take.
And I'm pretty sure my jaw was on the floor.
Yeah, had the cartoon, like, jaw on the floor, eyes.
And like, Roy and Andy look at me like, what? They turn around, and then deer in headlights.
Fucking Roy.
Oh, God, I wasn't planning on ever really going back to her, so maybe I'll have to stop in now. This is check it out.
Well, I'll let you know if she gets tired or not.
Yeah, that's true.
Who are we kidding? We're going to end up there eventually.
Probably. Oh, yeah. You're not wrong.
I don't know.
But there's no one over there anymore, well, except for Tom.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing, like, through other people, we'll meet people, and they'll just be like, what are you guys doing at? And we're just like, well, we were going to stay home and read our Bibles and have our prayer circle. And they're like, you guys should come to Murph's. All right, like, we still all know people floating about.
Return to degeneracy.
Did we ever leave?
Not really.
I took a year. I took a break about a year.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like a 6-month period where I just disappeared from everybody.
Yeah. Then John strike back.
We're just like, where's John? He's like, I left to go find my dignity.
Basically.
It took me a while to find it, but I'm back. Dignity in hand.
Ready to waste it all.
Ready to burn it down.
That's kind of like, but that's almost every weekend. Like, if you
you have to rebuild yourself over the week, and then it's like, all right, I rebuilt myself, let's take an axe to it.
No, it's like a 2-week span. It's like, you do something fucking crazy. I'd say 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how crazy your shit is. But you do something crazy, or you make a spectacle of yourself.
Cinco de Mayo.
Fuck!
I
had myself a wonderful time.
There was much alcohol. I think it was episode 9?
9,
that
yeah.
we talked about that, so go back and listen to that one if you haven't heard it yet, folks.
make out sessions in public are frowned upon. That's all I'm saying.
PDAs.
There was a lot that fucking Cinco de Mayo was just... And I didn't... It wasn't one of those... Like, you know how you have those nights where you're just like, I'm gonna get fucked up. Cinco de Mayo was not one of those nights. I accidentally got, like, a white girl wasted. It was like, when you go in somewhere and you're just like, is this the ride for Weenie Hut Jr.? And they, like, take the fucking veil off, and it's just like, fucking roller coaster of doom, bitch! Like, that's...
Welcome to every night when I decide to go hard.
This is true. John is the king, absolutely the king of being the guy that's like, yeah, guys, I'm just going to have, like, 1 or 2 beers. It's like, the next thing you know, you'll see him, like, 3 or 4 hours later back at somebody's place, just pounding bag beers with, like, a case sitting next to him.
Yeah. But as I was saying, you got, like, 3 weeks. So you do something. Fuck you, Nick. You do something, and then it kind of, like, goes for a little bit. And you're like, it's always like you're trading places with people. Like, you're the laughing stock, or somebody else is a laughing stock. And then you go for like 3 weeks. And then you have that grace period of just like, I'm not going to do anything. And the next thing you know,
I'm a mature, responsible adult.
Yeah,
every weekend.
You accidentally get hammered at a house party, and you take the throne.
It's a battle for King of the Hill that nobody actually wants to.
Fucking right. You're so fucking right. Because there's always one person that is just in the spotlight until somebody else is just like, hey man, this guy went streaking and he was wearing a Ghostbusters uniform. And then somebody else is just like, oh.
I'm sorry, I gotta pause. I don't understand how you go streaking and wearing Ghostbusters
uniform. Oh, you wear the top, but not the bottom.
Okay, okay. Or I wasn't sure if maybe he just had the pack on.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Anyway.
And it's just like, and then somebody else just like, so what'd you do? Well, we got really hammered and somehow found a goat on Jackson Street and, like, we rode it through the streets. We put a saddle on a goat and rode, and it's just like, well, you're the new thing for
the next week or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, like fucking Goat Boy and his adventures.
But, you know, let's be honest. In our group of friends, yes, that does happen. But at the same time, it seems like sometimes there are some of us that don't go for the throne as often. And, yes, you were one of them. But when you go for that throne, oh, you go for it.
Oh, dude, I go in, like, not even guns blazing. I'm like, I light myself on fire, and then the guns. And then I strap.
And then you come riding in on that goat.
Yeah, that goat has a fucking Gatling gun of poor decisions that I fucking ride into the sunset on Jackson Street.
See, I feel like I'm like, everything's great, and then I just walk in, and suddenly, bah! And I'm like, what just happened? Well, wake up in the morning. Fuck.
Well, then, then, I mean, like, people, like I say, people in our group of friends, it seems like there's some who claim that throne more often than others.
Yes!
Since he's not here, Luke, throw that guy right under the bus.
Luke might as well have beachfront property on that throne, because he takes the cake multiple times.
I think really he's just leasing it out to us.
You sure he's just not covering for someone else?
This is true. This is true.
Someone who seems to always be passed out on Luke's couch. Female, not you.
Ah!
Ding, 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 ding. I do have to say, though, Marcus here, somehow, anytime he passes out while we're all still hanging out, always ends up with your head on a girl's ass.
It does have that as like a magic power. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either.
It's a gift. You know, they have like Beethoven Symphony and then I can just pass on people's passes. Some of us just have natural talent.
Some of them are better natural talents.
Hey man, if I learn chords, I'd be Beethoven. It takes time and skill and effort.
I think my favorite—I forget who was on the couch, but you were one way. You decided to shift in your sleep and spin, and then put your head on the other girl that was on the other side. Like literally,
it shifted butts,
and it wasn't even like a feel up to find. It was just like perfect synchronicity.
Just smooth over, boom. Like, boom.
that was probably Lena and Cassie when we were all on couch. It was either Lena and Cassie. Oh my god. Alright, so it wasn't me. But this time, the night before the fucking St. Patrick's Day parade that we were all like way too hungover to go to, that we didn't go to. But I think I talked about it in episode 2 or 3. The episode where Luke literally just stole part of Lizzie's pancake.
Oh, right, right.
Lizzie, we were all sitting on the couch. And so Lizzie's by the arm. I'm kind of in the middle. Kristen's right next to me, and so Lizzie's kind of like half passed out, and I'm just like, dude, she's gonna fuck up her neck. And Kristen and I are trying to get her to adjust, because you know Luke had the pills.
Like,
and
I
stuff.
See you for a second, and I was like, when did you get a lip ring? And I was like, oh.
Oh, he had the same thing. Hardcore Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's punk rock.
Punk rock Steve.
I don't use toothpicks. I use safety pins.
That's a great way to like fuck something up permanently.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So, Lizzie is passed out, and I go to try and Kristen and I are like working in tandem to try and lift her head and put a pillow under. But you know when somebody's passed out, they're like kind of like a wet noodle. So at one point, I just like try to do it in one swift motion, but it was almost like she was headbanging because I was like, ah, like. Just like lift, insert, boom, and somehow it slid out. And so,
son of a.
Yeah, I'm sitting there and I got it again and I put it on the armchair and I was like, hey, like Lizzie, there's a pillow here for you to pass out on. And she looks at it and she looks like she's about to fall and just leans over and just falls on me and Kristen and, like, passes out on me, and I'm just like...
I mean, right. I wasn't talking about me as the pillow.
Yeah. But, yep. So back to Luke being a degenerate.
Well, you know, just going back a little further then, the last time we recorded was on Saturday 2 weeks ago, and we went from that recording session down to going to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And Luke got pretty darn drunk that weekend. Well, that night.
Good old Baltimore.
But I say, we were there. It was a pretty good crowd that night. Like, we had a good amount of people. Crowd. And half of us decided to stay at the house. The other half of us went to the one bar down there, the Rockwell. Which, I know you said you weren't a huge fan of, Marcus. I've been there a couple times. I absolutely adore it. Like, that kind of punk rock music or like 90s alternative, that's my jam. Like, I'm just like, yes.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't... For what it was, I got the aesthetic. Like, I was just like, all right, cool. Like, I understand it, but it's not my kind of bar, but it was a nice bar for what it was.
For me, the only thing that'd make it better is if, like, you took out maybe 10 or 15% of the people, because it is definitely tight.
Yeah.
And, if the beers were cheaper.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have to pay, like, $4 for, like, a natty bow.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, while I don't mind pop punk, it would be nice for variety. Excuse me. But we're sitting there, and I'm just like, all right, cool. Pop punk song. Pop punk song. Pop punk song. Pop, like, the entire... There were, I think, like, two songs that were variations, like, that just kind of stowed away. But then right after, back to the fucking set, and I'm just kind of sitting there like... I know this song. I don't like this song, but I know this song. Like,
it's like it's on the radio, but you can't change to your favorite preset.
There's that, and there was one. All right, personal pet peeve. The DJ. All right, I get it. Like, he's having fun. He was having fucking blast.
He all right, was.
Cool. Do your shit. But he was doing the thing where you cut the music out so the crowd could sing, but he wasn't doing it on the right.
No, he wasn't. He absolutely was not.
He was not like. Like, you can kind of get a feel for it and time it. So, you know, you cut out this bar, you come back in this bar. But he was coming in at, like, the middle of it. And I'm just like, no, I was getting
about.
Yeah.
Was it Mr. Brightside?
I don't even fucking know.
He did it a couple times.
He did it a bunch of times.
Mr. Brightside was one of them.
But it's, like, one of those things where you notice it, but nobody else seems to give a shit. So you're sitting there having your own... one person silent bitch fit. Like, that's not how you do it. Everyone's just like, Mr. Brightside. I'm just like, I'm done. At one point, I was literally just standing there, like, straight faced, as everybody's going crazy, and it felt like one of those montages where you see everybody like walking in really fast motion, and there's
you,
one person
just standing there. Yeah. That's like a '90s thing right there.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I didn't mind the DJ, like you were saying, that whole thing, but you're right, the guy was having a blast. First time I was there, what I really liked was the DJ was up there, but he was up there with his own drum kit, and he was up there playing the drums with the songs that were playing, okay. And he's putting alternative spins, like, it was pretty wild, that guy was pretty cool.
Yeah, and... just trying to use the fucking bathroom.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was a freaking mess and a half.
Yeah. And at one point, this is when I knew I was done. I was just done with the night. I go in, I finally get to use the bathroom after trying to fight people to get to the bathroom. And I open the door and I go in. I think somebody was using the urinal, so I was like, I'm gonna hop in the stall quick. And I go in, and the stall's starting to flood because somebody took the big ring of toilet paper.
Yeah.
They got it out of the toilet paper dispenser and threw it into the toilet. And I was just like, I'm fucking done here! Like, that was my last... Like, I just rage quit the bar.
And then, though, you and I, pretty much the sober ones, had to deal with the Uber ride back.
Oh. I was so pissed with that, because...
Steve was in the other one.
I was supposed to be on the one with Dante, and then Travis is like, Nick, you got these people handled? I'm like, what? No, I want to go with these people, not with you.
I want to be with my own
friend. I want to get home.
But, like, Nick is riding shotgun. I'm in the back. So I think it was
Dante's back there with you.
Dante is me, Dante, Gio, Alex, Jenna, and Eric. And they are all
hammered,
fucked up beyond belief. But it's, Nick and I are the only two sober ones. So Nick's actually just like up front, chit-chatting with the Uber driver. It's kind of looking out the window. And me, I'm in the back, and it's one of those scenes where you ever see like the cartoons, and you see the like disgruntled chaperone sitting there with like the angry cloud over their head, because everyone's just like, aah! And I'm stuck in the back seat.
Now you know how I feel on Friday and Saturday.
Very fucking true. Very true. John's like, that's my life. That's my job. Oh, God. What was it, though, then, that you texted me at one point? You just like, I feel like a chaperone that's lost control of my part of the bus. Because it was just going nuts back there.
Yeah.
And, God, when we find, and the worst part about it is our Uber driver didn't quite know where she was going. Like, even though she had the GPS, she was actually getting lost and did not take a couple turns when she should have, I noticed.
Yeah, but she had us there relatively soon. The thing was, they're having an entire debate about Marvel movies in the back, and then Jenna is talking about how she's a strawberry blonde, and everyone's like, no, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there just like, my God.
Are you like, I'm too sober for this?
I'm pretty sure even if I was drunk, I would have probably been in the same boat as you. Like, what the fuck?
It was bad. But Steve, you were in a different Uber. You had a completely different experience.
It almost could kill.
I would be 6 feet under right now.
You would.
So, Travis is like, oh, I'll get the Uber. And it's like, ooh, I'm going to get food first. I'm like, so we go over and get pretzel or whatever. I'm like, Travis, you getting that Uber? He's like, oh, yeah, I am. And the Uber gets lost, and then we have to get another Uber, and when the Uber gets there, he doesn't get the Uber X. So we end up getting in the wrong order. Oh, no. So Maggie should have been sitting on me versus me sitting on Maggie. And I got stuck just, like, holding the seat because I was like, I'm so afraid I'm going to crush Maggie. I'm actually a bigger person, so that's why I'm like, I really wanna.
You're doing you. Those squats. You're doing like, that squat.
I wanna crush you. Please don't get crushed by me. I wanna take you home later. That would be nice.
Yeah, it would. You stud, you.
So yeah, I held a squat position for at least 15 minutes.
Felt the burn.
Oh, and then I get back to Luke going, I love Jen! I love her!
Luke was so drunk. I got out there. We got back. That was the funny thing, because, like, you guys walked away, and we ended up getting back to their place, like, 5 or 10 minutes before you guys. But Luke and I were standing out front, and, yeah, Luke had been one of the ones that stayed behind, and he was just blasted and going just heart to kidney on me here.
Oh man, that whole night was fucking weird. I was just like, I'm done.
The thing is, I was running on fumes of fumes. I had slept so little in the past week, and I had been dead when I drove down. Like, I was like, I'm gonna go down and hang out for a little bit. And then we got to the
set. I'm gonna go down on him. I was like, that is really
gonna go down and hang out for a little bit.
That's real friendly, dude.
You know, I'm gonna go down on him, whatever. But I got down there and we were chilling and whatnot. And I almost left, like, before even going to the bar. I was like, I'm not feeling it. But then going to the bar, it's like standing in line. I suddenly got like my 35th wind, and I'm like, whoop! All right, let's do this, guys. Let's have time. Yeah. And so we're there at the bar. Music got me pumped up. I'm good. I'm like, all right, awesome. Let's go. We head back, and again, like, I get one beer, and I'm just drinking it. And then it's like by 5, or no, it was around 4 o'clock. By 4 o'clock, I was just back down to being like, I'm done. And instead of trying to go to sleep down there, just because everyone else was still drinking and noisy, I was like, screw it, I'm going to take the 45 minutes, hour, drive back up. So it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm just like, drive back up here, got back up around 5, and I'm like, okay, this will be great, I'm really, really tired, I'm going to sleep.
And then the 36th one.
No, but practically. I'm really tired. Like, I drag myself up to my bed. I lay down. And then, yeah, pretty much the 36th wind hit. And I'm like, son of a... I probably fell asleep around 6:30, a quarter till 7. And then my body's like, at 9 o'clock, okay, he's good, let's go. And I'm like, I hate this. I hate insomnia so much.
Well, it's funny because, you know, when we all get there, everyone's like, I'm sleeping here, I'm sleeping there. Blah, blah, blah. So everybody's claiming spots. Nobody claimed the futon.
Stupid.
So it was kind of like, it was one of those things where it's almost like when you're playing a video game and somebody didn't, like, put the ball in the base or some shit, and nobody knows that you have the ball.
And you're like, dun-dun.
Yeah. Dun-dun. Yeah, like, dun-dun. Nobody dun-dun. Knew who had the futon. And I realized that nobody had the futon, so I passed out on the futon. I was just like, because Jenna was also just like, oh, I think I might drive home. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm just going to pass out on the futon. You can join if you'd like. Like, you can have half, I'll have half, and then I'm just going to pass out. And she's like, oh, I might take you up on that. So I passed out early, and the next thing I know, she tried to, like, not wake me up, but I just, like, see Jenna just like, hey, scooch over. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. But, yeah, it was, like, one of those, like, I have the flag.
I think that's
nobody
because,
saw it.
I think that's because Travis kept going, well, you and Maggie can use the futon. Like, I don't really want to stay. I'm not really, like...
Yeah, Travis was really trying hard to convince me to stay. And I'm just like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm really just not feeling it tonight. But, I mean, it wasn't a bad night for me personally. Like I said, when I got that 35th win in the Rockwell, that was chill for me, but...
I was... fucking Rockwell. I like to go to the Rockwell on a different night when it wasn't packed to capacity, just to, like, experience the Rockwell.
That's the only time I've ever, like, that's the only way I've ever seen it. Unless we get there earlier, like, if you're there by 10 or so, you can get, you can just walk in, you don't have to stand in line.
I was gonna say, maybe next time we can go a little bit earlier, and that way we could do a couple different bars, because they were saying, like, there's bars all up and down that street.
There is, but any time I've gone out with them, they normally do stay confined to the Rockwell, though Brian and I went and were exploring a couple of them the one time.
I like that. No, it's really easy to get away from the Rockwell. You just go, Travis, we're leaving you here.
This is true.
Oh my god, I wish Brian was here. It'd be like that night where he was showing us the text of Travis when he just disappeared.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
He was sending him all those fucking angry texts like, where the fuck are you? I shouldn't have went out. I should have stayed home and played Fallout 4. What the fuck? Answer me. Because apparently there was one...
Brian was so pissed off.
Didn't they both, like, go out drinking and Travis just disappeared
on
Brian?
Yeah.
What, did he go to the Rockwell and not tell Brian?
Probably.
No, but I think they were out together. And they both got hammered. And then Franco just fucking Irish could buy the shit out of Brian and just disappeared. And Brian was fucking furious. And he showed us the text.
Oh, it was hilarious.
It was so fucking funny. Because everything is in all caps. And you know, it's like that drunk texting where everything's almost kind of right. But there's like letters that shouldn't be in there. And everything's like spacing off.
You can still understand it.
But it's just like, where the fuck are you? I think I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna get the Uber. Fuck you! I should stay home and play Fallout 4. Answer me, where the fuck are you? Like,
that's awesome. I mean, oh god, that was so funny. That was hilarious. I did feel bad for Brian, though.
Something that was funny yesterday. So, my friend Casey had never done First Friday. And I was just like, hey, we're doing First Friday. She come out, she's like, all right, cool, text me when you guys have solid plans. So I meet her out, and we were all over at Marcello's. We, you know, everybody kind of, they went over to get pizza, and then we all met up and went to the Hound and White Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was just like, so, like, what's the point of First Friday? And I was just like, oh, it's, you know, all the businesses stay open late, people come downtown. It's kind of like to get people out. She's like, it sounds like they're just trying to get people to come out and, like, spend money downtown. And I was just like, well,
that's exactly what they're trying
said,
to do.
But you moved it down, so.
But it was funny because I was just like, well, yeah. And she's like, so, I mean, we're downtown and we're falling for it. And I was kind of like, yeah, but.
Clearly not a fan of Macklemore.
Audience, laugh now.
Fuck, that Family Guy episode where Stewie makes his own show and has his own one-person laugh track. Ha, 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 ha. Like, same, but it was funny because she was just like that one person that took the situation and was just like, Big Brother's after you, man. And it's like, she's right! But you gotta be a fucking buzzkill.
Way to bring it down, man.
So that's all I'll do first Friday, because I have to wait forever to get beer.
Yeah, yeah, I mean...
If I did want to eat, I'm sitting there for a long time.
I enjoy first Friday, but it's definitely super, super crowded. Yes. I haven't been down for a first Friday. Well, I'm down for first Friday, every first Friday, because I'm here, downtown. But I haven't actually been out for a first Friday... I think since our first Friday, that I think it's February or March first Friday.
Yeah.
I like first Friday. I like first Friday strictly because I like looking out the window sometimes and just people watching them.
I like first Friday just to see what's going on, like all the different shops and all the different stuff. And it's kind of like people will do
different...
So next
time walking by, I just like look up and you'll be there in the window.
Yeah, Steve's not even out enjoying first Friday. He's just creeping from our apartment window just being like, I see you.
It's... I don't want to converse with you people. I just want to see what the fuck you're doing.
All right, substitute Steve. I don't need to fucking interact with you. I have a lesson plan. You're supposed to work on your package. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. I'm going to read this comic or watch this Netflix show. Well,
my favorite thing is, this doesn't have anything to do with First Friday. Every night I go to bed, I go to check outside the window and see if this homeless woman is sitting on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
So I just, it's, and I go, Maggie, she's not there tonight. So I can sleep soundly knowing that I am not a terrible person for not letting her into the apartment. She's like, no, she can't come into the apartment. We're going to wake up with needles in our arms. And I'm like, no, that's not going to happen.
She's going to steal all the dish towels.
Watch it. He has a social experiment. He's going to do it. He's going to wake up with needles in his arms.
She's going to steal the most obscure things. Just like, so have you checked the silverware? We have no forks. Just stole all the fucking forks.
And then we see a news story about a massive fork stabbing incident going on downtown.
Now, downtown York has been plagued with
an older lady randomly stabbing people with forks, then running away.
And there seems to be a lot of butt tickling going on as well.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. I did want to bring this up. This was hilarious. My sister Snapchatted me this. And I wish I'd taken a picture so I could put it up on Twitter or something. But I guess this was a news story out in Utah in which it shows like this guy getting arrested. And it's like a criminal caught and arrested for robbing houses. And then down below, as if like, just a side note, like we kind of have to enclose, I don't know why, but it's creepy. Like they put that down below in small font, just a side note, and for tickling buttholes. And I'm like, what? And for tickling buttholes.
The backdoor diddler.
The backdoor diddler.
He's out with the fucking fork lady, which I have named. Alright, so I'm going to make a comic, right? It's going to be this old homeless lady that steals forks and stabs bankers, right? Because, like, corporate America sucks, bro. And it's going to be called the Forker 500. And they're going to be a duo. Not like Batman and Robin, but more like Batman and Green Lantern. Like, they're all going to do their separate thing, but they come together to fight justice and tickle buttholes.
That was a really good closer, I will say that.
Thank you. But, why? I don't understand. Like, alright, so you're stealing stuff. Alright.
Like, you think he, like, sneaks in at night and, like, steals stuff? And then, like, he puts it into his truck or his van or whatever, comes back in, like, goes into their bedroom, and he's just like...
This is so weird. I can't even...
Like, sweetheart, was that you? What do you mean? I just felt somebody touch my butthole and go, no, but you left the window open. God damn it! Again!
The backdoor diddler!
BDD.
BDD.
Could be the next Deadpool villain.
I mean, it sounds like it could be.
Oh, God. But, how does... First of all...
How does one go around diddling buttholes?
Yeah, like, how do you get away with that shit? You think
clearly did not.
Actually, yeah, he clearly did not get away with it. But actually, I want to know if they're calling it tickling buttholes, not as, like, inappropriate touching or something like that, but they're like, well, it actually did tickle. I laughed when he did it.
Oh, God.
Cue audience laughter again.
But, like, how? Does he have, like, a hit list? He's just like, well, there's that lady across the street that works at the bakery, and she works out, so I'm about to tickle that butthole. I'm going to steal her nice china set that she has displayed. Like, what? Is it just, like, mass butthole ticklings? Does he just go on a tickle spree? Like, what the fuck? How?
What drives a man to become that deprived that he must tickle strangers' buttholes?
I mean, we've seen some people that are just like...
I thought Marcus was going to be like, I mean, you know, all it takes is one bad day. I could be
there. I mean,
there.
The killing joke.
Exactly.
You know, you have a bad day and then you go tickle buttholes all day. Like, you know, I mean... It would fit into the fucking killing joke, honestly. Like, think about it. So he kidnaps Commissioner Gordon.
No. No. Done.
Fuck you. Let me do... No.
Let him go on his fantasy.
Let me go on my rant. No.
We all know Marcus's rants are the best.
He kidnaps fucking Commissioner Gordon. There's the possible... They don't even really say it, but fucking Barbara Gordon, she's paralyzed from that, and there's a possible fucking rape in that shit as well. It's kind of alluded to.
Yeah.
So, butthole tickles right there, like, in the killing joke. FYI, and apparently they made it into an animated movie.
Yes,
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either, but they actually brought Mark Hamill back. Like, he keeps on saying, like, I'm done doing the Joker, but this one, he's like, okay, I will come back and do it for the killing joke, because he loves that.
Speaking of which, The Man in the High Castle has been renewed.
Awesome.
Nice.
I still have to rewatch the first season, because I got, like, distracted halfway through of it, and I was like, well, I'll come back to this eventually.
Nice.
Book's been good. I've been working on the book.
I was, the only thing I really watched recently, I just watched, not too long ago, an episode of Danger Mouse, because they brought Danger Mouse back.
Really?
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And I was trying to watch, I got like 20 minutes in, and I think I had like 10 minutes left, and my family decided that was the time to have an entire conversation, my mom and my brother, amongst each other, from the second floor to the fucking first floor. So I'm trying to watch Danger Mouse. So it's like the last 10 minutes of the episode. I'm just like, they're going to catch the villain. And they're going to do all the cool stuff. Because you know how, you know, they wrap it up in the... And they just start...
Hey, like, you know where the towels are?
Yeah! And I'm just like sitting there like... No! I'm trying to watch Danger Mouse and I had to go to work.
Well, I can't find them! Oh, wait, I think they're in the lodge. No, I looked there!
Yeah, I had, like, 7 minutes left to go. I had 7 minutes left to go. I just paused it and just rage quit TV.
This was Marcus's one bad day, and then became the backdoor diddler.
I'm not the backdoor diddler. That's...
You seem oddly fixated on it, though.
No, I just said he could fit into the killing joke, which he could. I'm not fixated. I'm not gonna be like, it's not gonna be like fucking Kick-Ass where I go out and buy a new costume or some shit. I'm like, I am the diddler now.
But I mean, how would we know that you're gonna be wearing a costume?
Exactly. Well, if the diddler is like 5'2", then we'll know it's Marcus.
I'm 5'6". Steve is 5'2". Steve, are you the diddler?
I can't scurry into walls like you can.
That's right.
We'll leave that for next time.
Yeah, on that note, let's end it because I am sweating my balls off in here.
It's hot as fuck. Oh my god, no, that reminds me of the Rockwell. Okay, so
you're like, I'm sweating my balls off in here.
One more story.
Yeah, one more story.
No, there's this girl. This little, like, cute Asian chick, and I don't fucking know. I don't know if she's trying to, like, make conversation. You saw her. She was talking to you and I, and she's talking to Steve and I, and she, like, comes over to me, and her and her girlfriend are just kind of, like, bobbing around and dancing, and she comes over to me, she's like, man, it's really hot in here, and I'm just like, yeah, it's like Satan's ball sack in here. End of the conversation. It was just done right there. I'm just like... All right, you have a good night, like.
And done.
I forget, well, one of my buddies, Merce, walks up and goes, "Hey, this is this person," and like a really cute girl, like he was introducing her to me. She's a really good she's like a really good like church going girl, like doesn't really go out. So I'm like, all right, well, I need to test if she has a sense of humor or this isn't going to work. So I just throw a priest joke out, like right off the bat. She just turns and storms off. I'm just like, okay, well, I guess no sense of humor.
Never mind.
Hey, also, Brian made waffles again.
Nice.
You missed it.
Miss that. That's a bummer.
By the way, I figured this out the hard way. Do not eat ramen and then eat waffles because you will have a meteorite tap dancing in your stomach. Yeah, no, dude, it was bad.
And then a shooting comet.
Oh, you have no idea. I was like in the back, in the back of Eric's car, just melting. I'm just like, I just want to get home. Like I had my like hood up to like here, just in the back of the car, just like kill me now. Oh my god, it's like a baby. But anyway, yeah, we're gonna wrap it up, ladies and gents.
A special thanks to John for filling in.
Yeah. I don't know why I agreed to do this.
Welcome to like 90% of life. That's how it works. All right, but yeah, you can find me. That'd be Marcus on Twitter and the Instagram, which I kind of like now.
I'd say you've been using that a good bit lately.
Yeah. I kind of use it differently, though. Like, people just like, oh, there's pictures of my cat. I kind of use it like a journal, almost.
Yeah, I like the way you've been doing that.
Yeah, I write stuff, screenshot, slap it on the Grizzam. I'm just like, all right, because I don't...
Do you put a photo of every meal you make, or...
I don't have time for that shit.
I always hate people who take pictures of their food. Like, I can understand, like, maybe one or two here and there, but, like, every single one, I'm like, look, I'm too busy eating it than taking pictures of it.
Especially when it's just normal ass shit. Just like,
exactly. Like, I made a hot dog and french fries. Like, great job.
Like, bitch, I too can eat Reese's Puffs out of a bowl. Like, you're not a fucking culinary expert.
This should be an Instagram page. Just easy to make food.
We can do that. We're doing it.
I'm sure there probably is one.
Fuck them. We'll be better. That's the mentality we have around here. But, Instagram and the good old Twitter is QUEZMAV, and then Snapchat is SIRMAV.
All right. I am Nick. You can find me at NLens42 on Instagram, the Snapchats, and the Tweeters. That is NLens42, NLENZ42. And don't forget to hit up the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. We're also all over the place on the podcast, and newly I'm going to be doing this, is we're going to be available on YouTube. The episodes are going to be uploaded there underneath the username of the Trophy Husbands Podcast.
I'm Steve. I don't really have much to say. I don't got any of that shit you were just saying. So.
He's got a really cool Ninja Turtle shirt on with Bebop and Rocksteady.
The shirt's really nice.
We should get a picture of that shirt.
And a special thanks to John again.
Thanks for having me.
Have you got anything you want to plug? You know, any beard products? Any soccer jerseys that you want to talk about?
I'm not getting paid for that, so.
Good man. Good fucking man. If you don't get paid for it, don't advertise shit. And on that note, everyone have a good week. Look for the new episodes on Trophy Tuesdays.
Yeah, man. Listen to that shit and have a good night.